The president and CEO for the Solar Energy Industries Association, Abigail Ross Hopper, says solar tax credits renewed again just 2+ years ago have brought growth to solar industries.
Virginia is the home of data centers. It's hard to overestimate how critical electricity is to winning the race for AI dominance. Tech companies, it's like the number one ingredient for their success. Solar and storage is honestly the only way the market can provide that at the moment. You can want all the natural gas in the world, you can want all the nuclear in the world, but you cannot build it in the time frame that it's needed.
Hopper acknowledges the rhetoric in some D.C. political circles about getting rid of all tax credits associated with green initiatives to purchase an EV, for example, or to start up a solar panel factory.
They're sympathetic to the argument that businesses have made business decisions and you're changing the rules midstream. That's terrible economic policy. It's a terrible way to bring investment to your country or to your state. They are interested in figuring out a way that allows for a more gradual ramp down of the tax credits so that the industry can pivot and navigate its way towards a different business model.
The trade group Hopper oversees says Virginia ranks 8th in solar capacity, creating 5,000 jobs and $8 billion plus in local investments. Gene Moreno, WFIR News.